感谢主，我们可以聚在这边，遵守安息日敬拜神。
Thank God that we can be here to worship God on the Sabbath.
前段日子我们一直在讲这个列王记。
And we were speaking about First Kings before.
我们谈到这个耶罗波安是把神丢在背后面的人。
And King Jeroboam was someone that put God to the back.
比如说这个耶撒华，他是爱神也是爱恨神的人。
Whereas King Jehoshaphat was someone who loved and hated God.
爱神也爱恨神的人。
He loved God and hated those who did not love God. Loved those who hated God.
好，我们比如说我们谈到这个亚哈卖了自己。
And King Ahab sold himself.
我们谈了很多王的故事。
And we spoke about many kings.
那今天我们来谈到这个国破山河在，我们谈到这个国家破掉了。
And so today we will discuss how the country was destroyed.
然后就借列王记做个交代，我们就王就谈到这里，因为太多王谈不完了，我们就做结论就好了。
There are so many kings to study, so we're just going to make the conclusion here today.
那是国破山河在是中国人一个杜甫杜甫先生的一首诗。
And so the country was destroyed, but the rivers remained. That is a Chinese saying.
里面谈到这个国破山河在城春草木深感时花溅泪，恨别鸟惊心这个谈到说这个国家破了，但是山河是依旧的。那在春天很晚春的时候呢，虽然草木很翠绿但是却没有人整理就是很杂乱那感受到这个时刻看到花就好像花在掉眼泪那因为这是一个离别的时刻所以恨别鸟惊心因为是战乱所以常常有离别你换大意就好了因为战乱常常有离别会恨离别那种恨离别的感觉就好像那个惊弓的鸟鸟在那个射箭当中呢，常常射到心里面去，所以是很伤痛的离别。那是杜甫的一首诗了。
And so, this phrase is from a Chinese poem that talks about the late spring and how when the flowers bloom, it looks like tears, and there's a lot of chaos in the aftermath of war.
Okay, 好，那我们就来谈三点从这个题目来谈三点。
And so, from this topic, we will talk about three points.
第一个就是国家真的破掉了。
And the first is how the country was destroyed.
那第二个再谈到为什么国家会破掉。
And the second is why the country would be destroyed.
最后谈到虽然国破，山河还在。
And so even though the country was destroyed, the rivers remained.
我们来看列王记下的十七章三到六节。
Let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 17.
列王记下的十七章三到六节。
2 Kings chapter 17 verse 3 to 5.
十七章三到六节。
3 to 6.
那Timothy, would you please read? 实际上三到六节。这谈到北方的国家最后一个王叫做何西亚。
And here talks about the northern king Hoshea.
这个是在主前722年的时候。
And this was 722 BC.
那他们国家北国就灭于亚述国。
And so the northern kingdom became a part of Assyria.
那南国后来在586年大概就是100多年之后呢灭于巴比伦国。
About 100 years later, the southern kingdom became captive to Babylon.
那最后一个王叫做西底家。
And that was King Zedekiah.
Zedekiah 那用台湾话讲就很有意思，因为北王的最后一个王就是何西亚，何西亚。南朝最后一个王就是西底家啦，西底家啦。所以两个都是死啊，跟死，他的名字都跟死有关系啦。
And So if you translate these names to Taiwanese, it means that they both were.
啊，你这样就很好记哈。所以这个是何西亚，这个是西里加，啊，就是南北的最后两个王。
And so these were the two last kings of the northern and southern kingdom.
那我们会想个问题啊，哈。
And so we may ponder a question.
那个北朝有10个支派哦。
There were 10 tribes of the northern kingdom.
它的资源很丰富哦。
And so they were very plentiful.
啊，农产品很富足。
And the people were very abundant.
农产品哦。 Farming.
The farming was
那个耶斯列平原，那个是一个很大的平原呐。
And they had great land.
啊，那为什么会比南国只有一点点两个支派小地方，那比他们早100年啊被亡国呢？
So how is it that they were defeated over 100 years earlier when they had 10 tribes and the southern kingdom only had 2?
这个是很难想象的。
This is very hard to imagine.
你有办法想象说，在这个孙中山之后，这个我们大中华民国不是分成两部分吗？
Can you imagine that after Sun Yat-sen we would have divided China into 2 parts?
这个北方就是共产党统治。
And the northern king part would be controlled by the communist.
南方是国民党统治。
And the southern part would be controlled by the.
南方就是一个小岛。
And the southern part would be a small island.
啊，北方是一个很大的国家。
And the northern part would be a huge country.
在我们想象当中，一定是中国大陆强嘛，因为它人多、财多、资源多啊。
And so of course mainland China would be victorious because they're larger and they have more resources.
他们说要打仗，不用打了，每个人吐一口痰，你台湾就被淹掉了啦。
They don't even need to fight war. They could just spit on Taiwan, and Taiwan would drown.
这个是因为人太多了，那个，所以你很难想象北国为什么会先亡。你没有办法想象说这么大的一个地方为什么会先亡，不可能的。
So it's very hard to imagine why such a large kingdom would be the first one to fall.
但是如果你比较他们的国王，But
if you look at their kings,
北朝没有一个好国王。
The northern kingdom did not have any good kings.
我现在没有影射到中国大陆没有好国王哦，我没有影射哦。 我只是跟你们让你们知道说那个地方的大小就是不成比例的啦。
But this is just to give you an idea of how to compare the northern kingdom to the southern kingdom in size.
南国呢的王都是大部分都是大卫的祖孙，除了一个坏女人以外。
And the southern kingdom mostly had kings that were descendants of David.
你可以找到至少3个很好的王。
And you could find at least 3 very good kings.
那最主要就是南朝有一个祭司的制度啊。 他这个祭司啊，还在维持着国家的大体啊。And
in the southern kingdom, there was a high priest that was maintaining the spirituality of the kingdom.
那北国几乎就是一种错误宗教的一个国家了。And
the northern kingdom lived in sin and mistake.
所以这样看起来哦，神让一个国家兴不兴盛哦，不在乎你资源的多少。So
it doesn't matter how much you have, it's if God will let you.
而是在乎啊，人敬不敬畏神。And
whether or not people fear God.
那这个王国是很辛苦的。
And so it's very hard to be king.
王国啊，对不起，国家亡掉了是非常辛苦的事情。
And so it's very hard for to lose a king.
国家 destroy， 国家亡掉了，国家被灭了，是一件很辛苦的事情。
It's very difficult for the country to be destroyed.
我们看列王记下25章3到7节。
Let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 25.
25章3到7节。
25 verses 3 to 7.
25章3，就是米其林读。 25章3到7节。
25 verse 3 to 7. You can see that this is very cruel.
那个耶路撒冷城哦，被围困了大概2年了，2年多哈。九月九年，第一节是九年的10月10号开始围，对不对哈？到11年呐，那这样多久？9年10月10号到11年多到2年，是不是？
So here it shows that the city of Jerusalem was besieged for almost 9 months.
一年多了，因为九年的10月10号到11年的4月9号嘛，对不对？对不对？ 第二节第三节 the ninth year October 10th 到 verse 3 October of ninth the 11th of year, right? 对不对? 哦, 一年半, 哦。
So it was about a year and a half that they were besieged.
啊, 结果大家都没有东西吃啊。
And so there was no food for the people.
啊, 没东西吃是什么? 你们猜猜看。
And so what do you think they ate?
吃北鼻啦。 等一下我们就看得到,
and 吃北鼻啊。 So they had to eat their own children.
那这个西底家后来这个国王被抓到了, 要逃亡之前被抓到了。
And then King Zedekiah was captured.
那抓到之后呢, 啊, 那个是很残忍啊, 在他死之前做一个记忆是什么呢?
And before he died, what did they do?
啊, 他把他所有的儿子统统一个个杀掉。
They killed all his sons before his eyes.
然后再把他的眼睛把他挖出来。
And then they put out his own eyes.
让他生命当中做一个记忆, 就是看到自己的爱子一个个, 啊, 死在他眼前啊。
So that his last memory is to see those that he loves killed before him.
这是他个人的悲苦啊。 个人的苦啊,
this is his personal suffering.
那这个整个国家都很苦的,
and, but the whole country suffered.
如果真的有你遇过战乱, 我们这个时代很幸福, 没有遇到战乱, 你是阿富汗你就知道, 真的是很辛苦的地, 很辛苦啊。
We're very lucky that we don't have to see war, but it is truly a lot of suffering.
我们来看那个, 啊, 哀歌, 哦, 耶利米哀歌, 耶利米刚好是活在王国的时代啊, 西底家被抓的那个, 那个年代啊。
Let us turn to Lamentations, and Jeremiah lived during this time of suffering.
我们看耶利米哀歌第二章的20节到22节。
Let us turn to Lamentations chapter 2 verse 20 to 22.
20节到22节。
20 to 22.
我们请这个, 郭弟兄。 耶利米很不忍心哦, 一直提到那个婴孩被杀掉了, 婴孩被吃掉了。
And so Jeremiah kept talking about the children who have been killed and who have been eaten.
啊, 真的没东西吃, 只好吃baby嘞。
Because there is nothing to eat.
那, 先知在圣殿里面被杀掉了。
And then the prophets in the temples were also slain.
你知道所罗门时代它是一个最富有的时代, 对不对?
And there was a time when they were very prosperous.
那你看, 富有的国家就开始发展文明啊, 对不对? 建筑物, 用建筑来表示这个国家越来越强大。
And in a prosperous country, they build up a lot of great architecture to show how powerful they are.
你看, 这样中国大陆越来越强了, 你看他们在奥运的时候, 建立一个什么叫做鸟巢, 叫鸟巢的这个stadium, 对不对? 这个就显示出他们现在国力强了。
And just like how Beijing built the bird's nest for the Olympics in 2008, it shows how powerful they are now.
那说明王建造那个圣殿啊, 就展示出他的国力很强, 那个圣殿全部用金子做的。
So just like back in their times, they built a great temple of gold.
那整个耶路撒冷城啊, 它这个是在高高的山上啊。
And the city of Jerusalem was on a high hill.
你看远远看, 哇, 一个金色的建筑物就在远远的高高的山上。
And from far away, you could see the temple of gold.
那所罗门王呢, 他又有阿兵哥啊, 骑着马, 拿着金盾牌, 哦, 那个牌场真的很大。
And King Solomon had soldiers carrying shields of gold.
哦, 那这些东西呢, 在战争的时候, 全部都完蛋了。
And yet, in war, these could do nothing for them.
啊, 来, 我们看, 耶利米哀歌, 哦, 第四章。
Let us turn to Lamentations chapter 4.
这个就在谈到这个建筑物的情形, 哦。
And here it shows what happened to this great
structure. 四章的一节,
chapter 4, verse 1.
Jerry, 请你读。 第一节开始。 Jeff, Jeff, 请你读。
Chapter 4, verse 1. How the gold has lost its luster, the fine gold becomes dull. The sacred gems are scattered at the head of every street.
第二节。
Verse 2. How the precious sons of Zion, once worked away in gold, are now considered as pots of clay, the work of a potter's hand.
好, 我想跳着读好了。 第七节。 8.
But now they are blacker than soot. They are not recognized in the streets. Their skin has shriveled on their bones. It has become as dry as a snake.
verse 9.
Those killed by the sword are better off than those who die of famine, racked in hunger, and they waste away for lack of food from the field.
10.
With their own hands, compassionate women have cooked their own children, who became their food when
people were destroyed. 这个都是在谈。 这个黄金和骑士是这么荣美的圣殿，怎么都被都不见了呢？
And now this glorious temple has become nothing.
那些当官的、当祭司的，本来是比雪还白的人呢，现在好像黑炭一样，认不出来了。
And the Nazarites that were brighter than snow are now just dark and blacker than soot.
饿死的不如被刀杀的啦。 那个哦，被刀杀死还快活一点呐、啊。那个饿死的还难过嘞，因为没东西吃哦，吃啊，最后还要看，吃自己的孩子。这个比那个干脆你一刀把我杀了算了。
And it's better to die by the sword than die of hunger, because those who die of hunger end up eating their own children.
我说我们这个时代人真的很幸福，我们没有经过战乱呢。So
we are very lucky that in our generation we haven't had to.
真的，你有经过战乱，你真的会像杜甫发出那个心声，真的感时花溅泪。你这个时代里面，你看到花。 就好像花在掉眼泪一样啊。And
so in this generation, when you look at flowers, the petals look like tears.
啊，那你恨别鸟惊心，就是你在那种离别啊，离开家园，被迫离开自己亲爱的人的时候，你真的像惊弓的鸟，一直很害怕。And
so if you have to leave home, you are like the bird that leaves a nest, and you're very scared.
啊，这个是战乱的情形哦。So
this is what it's like to be in war.
今天呢、啊，我们的信仰如果离开主耶稣的保护啊，有时候我们也是。 不一定国破，也是家亡啊。有时候家庭也不成一个家庭。And
today, if our faith leaves the protection of the Lord, then our family will no longer be.
哦，真的，有一天如果神的恩惠不在我们的家里面。And
if the grace of God is no longer within our family.
啊，我们遭遇到这种情形，真的是很可怜哈。It
would be very pitiful to be in this situation.
我小弟有时候有注意到一些基督徒的家庭。
Sometimes I notice some Christian families.
我的家族通通是受过洗的，那就是我的很多家人都是受过洗的。Most
of my family is all within the Lord.
我的家族大概100多个人。And
there's probably over 100 of us in our family.
那有的人后来真的离开了主耶稣基督。And
some have left Christ.
后来真的也看到他们不要用国破，可以说用家亡啊来形容啊这些家庭。And
so you can see that their families have fallen apart.
小弟以前讲过了，说我想到这些家庭，我心里都很为他们心痛。And
when I think of these family members, my heart hurts.
患了奸淫。They've
committed adultery.
太太离开他。And
the wife has left.
后来他自己工作又失败。And
then he failed at his career.
成为没有家可以住的游民。And
he became someone with no home.
儿女也不认他们了。And
his children no longer recognize.
因为在儿女说我在最需要你的时候，你根本都不管我。
The children said, "When I needed you most, you did not care about me."
那真的是啊，有时候我们没有神的一个爱呀、保护啊，离开道理啊，有时候真的没有路可以走。Without
God's love and protection, we have nowhere to go.
所以今天我们啊，保守在神爱中的是何等的幸福。So
today we are very lucky and blessed to be within God's protection.
那我们再来谈一谈呢、啊，为什么这个国家后来会亡掉呢？So
let us discuss why the country fell apart.
这个事情提了好几点哦。
And the Bible has brought up many points.
我们把重点放在《列王记下》的17章。And
let us focus on 2 Kings chapter 17.
列王记下17章。
2 Kings chapter 17.
17章。
Chapter 17.
我们请读第七节。
Verse 7.
这是圣经上提出来的一个原因呢，哈。And
this is one of the reasons brought up by the Bible.
前面谈到说这个亚述王来攻破了撒玛利亚，攻破了北国。
And here it talks about how the king of Assyria destroyed the northern kingdom through Samaria.
那第七节开始谈出他的原因。
And verse 7 starts to describe the reason for this.
Bartolin. Ah. 我们看到第一个原因呢，就是他们去开始拜别的神了。And
here it tells us that Israel started to worship other gods.
就是不以天上的神做神了。And
they did not worship the true God in heaven.
这从什么时候开始？When
did this start?
其实从撒母耳开始，他就把全国的宗教慢慢建立起来。And
actually, in Samuel, they already started worshiping these other gods.
从撒母耳开始，他把那个四世时代那些不好的神统统去掉了，全国才真正开始啊！大 开始啊，真正团结的拜独一真神呐、啊。
In the time of Samuel, they unified under worshiping just one true God.
可是所罗门呢、啊、他晚年他自己就拜偶像了。
But then King Solomon in his later years himself was worshiping
idols. 所罗门开始拜偶像，那个国度啊就慢慢衰弱了。
And so when King Solomon started worshiping idols, the whole country followed.
那个亚哈时代更不得了，那个偶像教变成国教，信耶啊这个神的先知开始被杀害。
And then this only worsened in the time of King Ahab, and some prophets were killed.
那我就说那个偶像教变国教啊，那个偶像啊拜巴利成为那个。国教就是那个 national church， 然后 national religion 这样子啊。
And so they started to worship Baal as their national religion.
虽然耶户后来把亚哈王朝结束掉，耶户。
And so after when King Jehu came into power.
但是他还是没有把但跟那个伯特利的金牛犊把它除掉。
And he did not get rid of these idols.
所以百姓都陷在这个拜偶像的罪恶当中啊。
And so they were in the sin of worshiping idols.
所以怪不得神要早早的就把北朝给。给除灭。
And so God was going to destroy the northern kingdom.
那南朝也没有好到哪里去了。
But the southern kingdom was not much better.
他们宗教后来成为一种形式的一个崇拜。
And so they began to worship.
宗教成为一种 formality.
They began to worship as a formality only.
所以啊，这个先知传道说，你们呐、啊、虽然拜神，但是为了一双鞋子啊，把那个穷人卖掉，用穷人卖一个义人的灵魂呐、啊，换义人的灵魂呐、
啊。So that they, even though they were worshiping God, they were still being evil.
Exchange a shoes for a soul.
They were willing to exchange their soul for a pair of shoes.
那个就把穷人卖掉了啦。
And they would sell off the poor people.
啊，就是为了要赚一双鞋子啊。
Just for a pair of shoes.
啊，所以到最后神也把他们卖掉了啊，神也让他们国破了哦。
And so God let their kingdom be destroyed.
今天我们如果没有神的保守啊，一个重大的原因就是我们离开神，敬拜别的神。
And so today, if we are not under God's protection, then we may go and worship other gods.
那今天我们可能不会去拜偶像，因为我们知识 很高，我们也有知识，我们不会回去拜偶像。
And perhaps we would not worship idols because we are very educated.
但是我们会越来越依靠自己的才能。
But then we will start to rely on our own power.
我们常常把自己成为自己的主。
And we will become our own gods.
只要我有能力，我可以做到我想要做的。
As long as I am capable, I can do anything.
那神渐渐的成为我们生命当中次要的地位。
And then God will be in a lower status in our lives.
为了孩子，有时候我们礼拜六没有办法来教会。
And because of our kids, sometimes we don't come to church on
Sunday. 为了我们的配偶，有时候我们牺牲我们的信仰的原则。
And because of our spouse, maybe we will lose some principles of our faith.
为了娱乐，为了电视，我们可以放弃聚会的时间。
For entertainment or for TV, maybe we can forgo service.
渐渐的，我们呢、让我们学习学校的成绩分数代替我们的神。
And our school grades will become our God.
所以我们在学校可以拿 A， 但是在教会拿 C 没有关系。
So that at school we can get A's, but at church we'll get C's.
那这样的心态，其实我们就是渐渐呢、没有把神当成神那个真正的神来敬拜。
And so if we have this attitude, then we are not really worshiping Him as our true God.
这个也可能我们没有办法得到恩惠的一个原因呢、
And this may be a reason we do not have grace.
那第二个什么原因呢
？And what is another reason?
我们看十七章的第八节。
Let us look at chapter 17, verse 8.
十七章第八节。
Chapter 17, verse 8.
The brother, brother.May we? Yeah. Ah, 再就是随从外邦人的风俗了。
And here they walked in the statutes of other nations.
那外邦人到底有什么风俗呢
？And so what is it that these Gentiles practice?
我们看十七节，请你继续读好吗
？Let us look at chapter 17, verse 17.
Would you please continue reading it?这个外邦人的风俗就是让儿女惊火啦，看占卜的啦，法术的啦，哈。
And here it says that the Gentiles had their sons and daughters pass through fire, practice witchcraft and soothsaying.
这个在每个国家几乎都有这些东西呢。
And every country has this type of tradition.
我们在美国真的很多人很信风水哎。
In the U.S., many people believe in feng shui.
有个姐妹她见证啊。
There is a sister who testified.
她虽然从小受洗啊。
Even though she was baptized from when she was very young.
但是她看了两百多间房子，后来选中一间呢。那个两百多间都是经过风水师鉴定的。
And she saw over 200 homes, and yet many of them she looked, they were not according to feng shui.
According to feng shui, she looked all the houses. They are according to feng shui. 她就决定要住那个房子。
And so she picked her house based on feng shui.
因为那个风水师跟她讲，那个 master of feng shui 跟她讲说呢。这个在这个房子里面、哦、你会花大财啦，而且你会生儿子、生下儿子啦，你会结婚啦、哦、
because the feng shui master told her if she bought that house, she would become rich, bear sons, and be married very well.
哎，风水师有的说的蛮准的嘞。
And sometimes feng shui is very accurate.
后来她真的在那边房子生了孩子嘞。
And she really did have children there.
可是婚姻也破掉了。
But then her marriage fell apart.
还没发大财。
And did she get rich?
发财又破掉了。
She was rich, but then she lost it.
她最近回到教会里面来。
And recently she came back to church.
她见证以前就是更加相信这些东西。
And she said that before she used to believe all these.
现在啊，知道神的教训啊，是不是这样子的？
And so now she knows God's teachings are not like.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要随从这些外邦人的风俗哈。
And so we should not follow the beliefs of Gentiles.
小弟到玻利维亚去啊，Bolivia.
I went to Bolivia.
那在他们街上走。
And I was walking on their streets.
在利马的 downtown.
And I was in the downtown of Lima.
他们的首都了哈。
In their capital.
我看到一个 booth 哦，要看一个亭子啊。
And there was a booth.
好多人在排队啊。
And so many people were in line.
我问一个姐妹说，哎，你们这个排什么队呢？
I asked a sister what they were lining up for.
哎呦，你不知道啊，那个土人哦，很多人哦，都来找这个算命的，他就那个铃铛摇摇哦。哇，好多人就排队了，然后他开始了摸你的骨啦，跟你讲你的命运怎么样，好多人排队在看。
And it was a famous fortune teller where every time he rang his bell, everybody would come and see him, and he would look at their palm and read their futures.
这个都是外邦人的风俗。
And these are all Gentile practices.
我们不要跟随外邦人的风俗。
And we should not follow these.
这个会得罪神哦。
Because this is sinning against God.
我们在这边也不要跟随什么万圣节啦、Christmas 啦这些东西。
And we should not be following Gentile holidays like Christmas.
Halloween 哈，万圣节，这个都是不是圣经里面的东西啊。
And these are not of the Bible.
真的，如果有人说圣诞节是圣经里面的东西，我真的要请问他们说，请问那个圣诞老公公在哪里啊？圣诞老公公啊。
If someone says that Christmas is a Christian holiday, I'll have to ask them where in the Bible is there Santa Claus?
然后那个雪橇在哪里
？And where's the sleigh?
这个不是圣经上的东西
啦。These are not of the Bible.
所以。我们真的要不要跟随外邦的风俗？
So we cannot follow the practices of Gentiles.
那第三点，为什么这个国家会被灭掉呢？
And third, why would the country be destroyed?
我们看列王记下的十七章。
Let us look at 2 Kings chapter 17.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
Mike. 这个是暗中行恶啊！
Here they secretly sinned against God.
来教会，来到圣殿，哦，大家虔诚的不得了。
In the temple, they were all very holy.
或者是去拜神的事情，大家都那个道理懂得不得了。
Or they knew a lot of about the word of God.
但是在暗中里面，大家常常做一些违背神的事情。
But in secret, they often sinned against God.
这个以细节书在谈到当时候的长老就是这样啊。
In Ezekiel, it describes how the elders often did this.
那这么多的长老，如果你进入他们的家里面去，哇，不得了，长老都在拜偶像。
And even the elders were worshiping idols.
这个实在是有时候我们如果今天我们家庭败落，教会败落啊，真的可能跟我们生活有绝对的关系。
And if our family falls or our church falls, it is definitely due to our lifestyle.
所以小弟觉得今天如果教会不发展，只有两个原因呢。
So if our church does not further grow, there is only one reason.
第一就是我们祷告不够。
The first is that we're not praying enough.
第二就是我们圣洁不够。
And the second is that we are not pure enough.
你知道在这个时代要圣洁变得很难呢。
It is very holy to be, it is very hard to be holy in this.
只有我们家有 cable TV 哦，很多坏东西就会进啊，不是。Basic cable 应该是没有了。我说 premium cable 那个有坏东西就会进来啊。
If you have premium cable in your home, then you have bad things coming into your house.
如果你 internet 你不好好控制，这坏东西就在我们房间里面。
And if you don't control your internet, then you have bad things inside your room.
有些东西看了那个印象就一直存留在脑筋里面。
And if you look at it, the image stays with you.
真的有时候要圣洁真的不容易哎。
So it is very difficult to stay holy.
所以我们的孩子每次来灵恩会 NYTS， 每次来了悔改悔改，下次来又悔改悔改，下次来又悔改，不晓得悔改到什么时候才是真的内心可以干净啊。
So every time our children go to NYTS or SSC, they repent, and each time they have more to repent about.
没有力量啊。
And they have no power.
因为我们的社会已经变成这么淫乱的一个社会。
Because our society is so evil and adulterous.
所以暗中行恶，神的恩惠没有办法临到我们的身上，没有办法临到我们的家庭。
So if we sin in secret, then God's grace cannot come upon us.
我说我不想跟大家讲过，我在一个 marriage counselor 的一个 seminar， 我被一些家长被一些 marriage counselor 的言谈感动到。
And I was attending a marriage counselor meeting, and I was very touched by what some of them were saying.
有一个传道娘，她是 marriage counselor.
There's a pastor's wife who is a marriage counselor.
她说呢， 从小她就跟她女儿讲说，你的 email account 的 password 我一定要知道。
And from when her daughter was young, she said that she had to have her daughter's email password.
她女儿已经很大了嘞。
Her daughter is quite old now.
前不久才结婚呢。
And she recently got married.
然后她说那个时候啊，那么大了，她还是有她女儿 password 的 account， email 的 password account。
And even when her daughter was
old, 不是说 pass 对 email 的 password 啊都有啊。
Even at that time, she had her daughter's password.
她跟她女儿讲说，哎，我怎么知道你跟别人谈什么了？我要对你的生命负责啊！如果你讲话不礼貌，我要纠正你啊。
And she said, "Well, I need to know what's going on in your life, and if you're speaking to someone improperly, I need to teach you."
啊，有的人呢，他们真的规定小孩子回家一定要一定的时间啊。
And some people give their children strict curfews.
无论怎么样，你十一点。以前一定要到家。
Whatever happens, you must be home before.
即使跟我们真耶稣教的同龄在一起。
Even if you are with church members.
哦，我想有些东西真的我们要坚持啊。
And I do believe that we need to stay firm.
啊，为什么呢
？Why?
因为啊，这个实在太乱。
Because we live in such an adulterous society.
我们不要给我们的孩子有暗中作恶的机会。
We should not give them an opportunity to sin in secret.
小弟一直呼吁啊，我们在高中之前不要给孩子 laptop。
And I believe that we should not give our children laptops before high school.
要给他们 desktop.
And we should give them desktop.
那个 speed 不用太快，没有关系。
And it doesn't have to have a high speed.
哎，这个最近有一个妈妈跟我这样讲。
Recently, a mother told me.
我妈妈，我先生就是不听这一套。
My husband doesn't believe this.
啊，所以就给我女儿，给我家人那个18岁之前呢、啊，就是给他一个laptop.
So he gave our daughter a laptop.
有一次我进去他们的房间里面。
So one time I went to my children's room.
问他们说你们在看什么？因为我看到他们神色不对啊。
I asked them what they were doing because they looked like they were doing something wrong.
小的马上就哭了，哭了跑出去了。
And the young one started crying and ran out.
大的说没有啊，我没有看什么啊。
And the older one said I wasn't looking at anything.
其实真的这是对他们一个很大的试探呢、啊。
And so this is a great temptation for them.
Laptop 随时都可以上网，随地都可以上网。
And the laptop allows them to go on the internet.
这是我个人这样觉得，我们给他们这么小 laptop 是我们一个不负责任的行为。
My personal belief is that it's irresponsible to give laptops to such young children.
太小了，你要他们对自己的生命负责，这个太不够，太。啊，我们这些祷告吧。
They're too young and they can't be held responsible, so we should pray for them.
在为什么他们会亡国呢？
And so why would the country be destroyed?
我们来看17章的13节。
Let us look at chapter 17, verse 13.
13节、14节。
Verse 13 and 14.
13节、14节。Aldor.
In the midst of all their evil, God sent many prophets to teach them.
但是他们都是硬着颈项。
But they stiffened their necks.
不信服神的话。
And they would not believe in the word
of God. 这个圣经
上
你仔细读哦，夜恶的王啊，那个先知夜刚烈。
And so the more evil the king, then the more persistent the prophet.
你看那个亚哈王是最恶的时代。
King Ahab was in the most evil of times.
神就兴起以利亚，以利亚是一个火的先知啊。
And so God sent the prophet Elijah, who was very powerful.
Like fire, right? 真的就是很有，就是越刚烈，就是越恶的王越刚烈，越 firm 的先知啦，哦。
And so the more evil the king, the more firm the prophet.
在亡国之前，你仔细读圣经，亡国之前大量兴起先知，越近亡国，先知越多。
So the more evil of times, the more prophets that would come to teach the people.
越近亡国就是那个 closer to the country of 要 destroy 之前呢 ，more closer to the destroying time, more prophet will send out 了。这个都是神都是用先知在警告人呢、啊。
And God was always using prophets to warn the people.
我们看那是人的反应是什么呢
？And what were the people's reaction?
历代志下36章。
Second Chronicles.
这是讲同样的话了哈、哦，同样的意思了 ，similar。
And so it's the same idea.
Yes, 36章的15节。
Second Chronicles chapter 36 verse 15.
36章15节16节。
36 verse 15 and 16.
Jason. 15节16节。
And here it says that God loved his people and his nation.
神不爱我们吗?
And does God not love us?
神不爱我们的家吗?
Does he not love our family?
神不爱当时的圣殿吗?
Did he not love the temples?
神今天不会毁灭耶稣教会，这是我的深信。
So I do believe that he will not destroy the true Jesus church.
因为耶稣教会在末世要坚立，这是神的预言。
Because God has prophesied that our church will be the one in the end times.
但是家庭我就不知道，这是很个人的事情啊。
But I do not know about our families. That's very individual.
但是无论如何，神是爱他自己的家，爱他自己的地的。
But we do know that
爱他自己的民的。
God loves his people.
所以从早起来啊，就是说神能从早起来，殷勤的差遣使者去警戒他们呢。
So very early on, he sent messengers to warn them.
但是他们却嬉笑先知啊。
But they mocked the messengers.
不听先知的话。
And they didn't disobey the prophet.
今天也是一样哦。
Today is the same.
我们有圣经可以读。
We have the Bible to read.
我们的讲台常常在先讲神的信息。
And the pulpit is always preaching the word of God.
所以我们不要藐视先知的讲论。
And so we should not mock the messengers.
亚哈时代啊，他们杀神的先知啊。
And during the king Ahab's times, they killed the prophet.
这是很差的时代啊。
And this was a very evil time.
我们说这个耶户啊，算是不错的吧，为主耶稣、为神大发热心的吧。
And we say that King Jehu was a better king.
但是你知道他们在对话，那个耶户的一些将军呢，听到先知怎么说，那个狂妄的少年先知到底是谁呀？跟你说那个狂妄的人到底是谁？把先知称为狂妄的人呢？
But even King Jehu's army, they disrespected the prophets.
那耶利米流泪劝告。
And Jeremiah wept many tears during his warning.
他们把耶利米放在当今那个烂泥巴的井里面。
But they trapped Jeremiah in a dungeon.
那个烂泥巴哦，你看他们要把耶利米拉起来的时候，特别心脏记载把布丢下去啊。那我再猜哦，你先看。
And so he was in a dungeon made of mud.
那他们要把他拉起来的时候啊。 布啊，把 clothes 丢下去啊！And
to bring him up, they had to throw a piece of cloth.
我在想为什么要那样做呢？And
I thought, why do they need to do this?
因为我想那皮肤可能太烂了，如果你这样拉起来，会把皮肤真的拉的伤痕更深了。所以他们特别把 clothes 丢下去，让它包着啊，这样拉起来啊，不会把皮肤拉的烂了，拉的更深了。And
it's probably because his skin had rotted from living inside the mud dungeon, so they had to use the cloth to lift him up and protect his skin.
所以你看到这样子逼迫先知的。And
so this is how they persecuted prophets.
后来。 耶利米一直的代祷，代祷，代祷到被人家笑啊！不祷告了，不祷告了，不替你们祷告了。
And Jeremiah continued to pray for the people, and they mocked him and laughed at him.
当他放弃祷告的时候
，And so he gave up praying.
他们国家就灭亡了。
And then the country was destroyed.
那今天我们真的不要藐视先知的讲论。
And so today we should not look down on what the messengers are.
今天我们会有文化的问题，有时候会不喜欢讲台。
Sometimes because of cultural differences, we do not like this.
因为有某些文化，他们觉得哦，这个讲台是单向的，为什么我们不天天来查经呢？查经是双向的，不是学的更多吗？
And so they wonder, shouldn't we just do Bible studies all the time, and that would be better?
其实哦，如果查经大家都很有圣经的深度哦，查经是好的。
And so if we do Bible studies because everyone has a deep understanding of the Bible, then it would be good.
但是常常是。 讲台还是有一定的属灵品质啦。But
because the speaker on the pulpit will usually have a certain level of spiritual knowledge.
哦，他们真的可以把神的旨意讲得出来。And
they are able to speak the will of God.
所以有时候啊，我们会听到一些不同的声音呢。So
sometimes we'll hear different voices.
啊，灵会到的时候。And
the spiritual convocation comes.
有些弟兄姐妹反映，哎呀，我们不要天到晚听讲台的信息了，我们哦那个一天的时间哦，我们来查经嘛。
Some people feel that they don't want to listen to sermons and they want to do Bible studies instead.
啊，这个，他们说这是我们的文化啊，我们的文化就不是坐在那边一直听的人呢。
Because they feel like this is our culture, we don't just sit there and listen.
其实这个我们要想一想哦。
But we really need to think about this.
这样真的是神的旨意吗？
Is this really the will of God?
我看到有些教会哦，那个传道从 IA 从国外派过来。
In some churches, they will have pastors sent by the IA.
但是因为教会说他们只要听单语的。 所以呢，即使有工人派来，他们也把它分开聚会。
But then sometimes they want the sermons in one language only, and so they have to separate the group.
Even though the IA worker was there, 我觉得这个有点藐视先知的讲论呢。
So I believe this is mocking the prophets in a way.
我们再想一想呢，哦，不要让文化的问题牵进来这个道理的层面里面。
So we really need to think about this. We shouldn't let these problems infiltrate the word of God.
哦，那个神的话有时候借着讲台要给弟兄姐妹。
Because the word of God is spread through the pulpit.
A lot of time is from the podium. 哦，不是完全。有时候当然我们也可以查经了哦。
And of course, we should still do Bible studies.
啊, 因为有时候工人不在啊,
because sometimes the worker is not here.
但是呢, 讲台的信息绝对不可以忽略,
but it is still very important not to forget.
啊, 不要藐视先知的讲论,
and so we should not mock the prophets.
来, 我们再来看三合债, 这个国家就是因为这样破掉了。
And so now, because of this, the country was destroyed.
但是山跟河啊, mountain and river啊, 还是一样在了哦。
But the mountains and the rivers remained.
我们来看列王记下17章第5节。
Let us look at 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 5.
17章第5节。
17, verse 5.
这边我们刚刚有读过啊, 就是, 啊, 当被攻的时候第6节啊, 他们就被掳到安置在 哈略以哥善的哈伯河边嘛，对不对哈？便马代人的诚意，就是山河在，人不在的啦，被掳到外邦的地方了。
So the mountains and the rivers remained, but the people were carried away.
那个被掳到外邦，山河还在，但是人不在那里哦。那你真的会想念故乡呢？And
so when you're carried away, you will miss your hometown.
我们看诗篇的137篇第1节。Let
us turn to Psalms 137, verse 1.
137篇第1节。Psalm
137, verse 1.
诗篇137篇第1节
Psalm 137 verse 1
我们请吕弟兄来读 第1节
137篇第1节 他们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下 地锥师西安就哭了
第2节
第2节我们把琴挂在那里的柳树上
第3节 第4节。第5节。第5节。耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，情念我的右手忘记你。这个有时候我们被掳到外邦，我们真的会想念自己的故土呢。And
so if we have had to move away to a foreign land, we will remember our hometown.
他们被掳到巴比伦的河边坐下来。
And so they had to move away to Babylon.
想到锡安，他们就哭了。And
when they thought of Zion, they cried.
有时候我们被罪掳了，掳到一个很远的地方，主耶稣不跟我们同在了。Sometimes
sin brings us very far away, and Jesus no longer with us.
我们心中常常觉得空虚寂寞。And
so in our hearts we feel empty and sad.
我们已经很久没有来聚会了。And
so we don't come to church for a long time.
我们就会想起，哎呀，我曾经在教会当中，那些诗歌曾经感动到我流泪。And
we'll remember how the hymns used to touch us to tears at church.
小弟在读国中的时候。
When I was in middle school,
啊, 我参加诗班了,
and I attended choir,
我觉得那个诗歌啊, 常常感动我那个时候, 那个幼小的心灵啊,
and I remember how the hymns touched me as a young child.
后来我到国外留学,
and then I went abroad to study.
一年没有到教会,
and for a year I did not go to church.
我的生命好像也被罪恶俘虏了,
and it felt like my life was in sin.
但是实在是很思念跟主耶稣好亲密的那一段日子。
And I really longed for the days when I was much closer to Jesus.
我真的很想要回头,
and I really wanted to return.
但是又没有力量回头,
but I did not have the power to.
真的有时候我们被掳啊, 那个教会还是在的, 但是呢, 我们人已经不在了。
So often the church is still there, but we are not there anymore.
但是我们思念的情啊, 好深啊。
And but yet we remember so vividly.
这时候如果我们有机会要像浪子一样, 赶快回头。
And so if we have the opportunity, we need to be like the prodigal son who returns.
不要继续的, 啊, 在那种猪的旁边啊, 过着罪恶的生活。
And we should not continue to live by the pigs and sin.
那这个国破山河在, 那个山河还在, 但是已经不, 好像离你很远了。
So the mountains and the rivers are still there, but they're so far away.
但是呢, 另外一个问题就是, 其实, 啊, 因为, 人离开了, 那外邦也迁居了, 其实山河也变色了, 山河都变颜色了。
And so because the people have left, the mountains and the rivers have also changed.
那我们看列王记下的17章24节, 25节。
2 Kings chapter 17, 24 and 25.
17章24节, 25节。
17, 24 to 25.
啊, 17章24节, 25节。 Jennifer, 请你读。 列王记下17章24节, 25节。 哇，糟糕，这个山河在，但是人不在，人变得不同的人了。
And so the rivers and the mountains remained, but the people changed.
啊，不，那变了不同人，他们把他们的偶像都带进来呢。
And these new people brought in all their idols.
哎，他们不敬畏神呢。
And they did not fear God.
啊，神说，哎，这里是我的圣地，你又把偶像带进来，来，狮子来。
And so God sent lions to kill them because he wanted his land to remain holy.
后来怎么样呢？
And what happened?
他真想说，哎呀，那我们得罪这个地方的神了，哈。
And so they realized that the Assyrians realized that they offended their God.
那怎么办呢？
So what?
哎呀，把被掳的当中呢，选一个祭司过来，来教导他们这地。土地这个地方的神的律法。
So they sent a high priest to go there and teach them the rituals of the God.
来，我们读二十八节哈。
Verse 28.
那苏珊妮。二十九节。那三十节记载说，巴比伦人啊，造苏哥比那像啊，古那人造诺甲像。Verse 30哈。
Verse 30。
就开始讲什么样的人就造什么像了，就是把故乡的像通通带进来了。
And it talked about how all the men brought in all their idols from their hometown.
那三十二节。
Verse 32。
Susanne, please continue.33. 哇，糟糕了！这个圣地变成这个诸神之地。
So the holy land became a land for the pig lords.
啊，有天上的神。
And there's the God of heaven.
有故乡的神。
And there's the hometown God.
有白人的神。
And they're
Caucasian,
of Caucasian God.
有这个黄种人的神。
And there's the Asian God.
有台湾人的神。
And a Taiwanese God.
有这个大陆人的神。
And a mainland Chinese God.
有上海人的神。
And a Shanghainese God.
啊，大家众诸神之地。
And it's they're all the gods in this place.
这是北方的地方了哈。
And this is like the northern kingdom.
啊，这是撒玛利亚城。
And this was in Samaria.
所以你看，后来主耶稣传道福音到撒玛利亚的时候。
And so when Jesus then preached to Samaria.
他们跟耶稣讲说，哎，你们跟我是。不一样的人呢。
They told Jesus, "You and I are not the same."
你们南部的人都觉得我们这个是混族的、混杂的人呢、啊。
In the south, you all think that we're mixed blood.
这个原因是从这里来的。
And this is why.
好，所以圣地啊，山河在，山河都不一样啊。
So、
山河变色了。
Rivers they remained, but then they were not the same at all.
有时候我们失去了信仰哦。
Sometimes we lose our faith.
教会在。
But the church is still there.
教会里面已经没有真理了。
But the truth is not in the church.
你看我们夏威夷的教会。
And look at our Hawaii church.
我们在1920年中国大陆传过去。
And when our
1920年左右。
In the 1920s, the gospel was preached to Hawaii.
后来我们自己有战争，我们就没有办法再派人去牧养了。
And then there was a war, so we could no longer send people.
那个教会建筑现在还在。
And now the building is there.
那个名字跟以前的名字一样，我们以前的名字叫 TJM， 叫 True Jesus Mission。
And the name is still there. It used to be the True Jesus Mission.
但是里面的教义通通没有，剩下一个而已。
But now there's only one member remaining.
里面的 doctrine 通通没有了，
and all the doctrine is gone.
只有一个教义还存在，
There's only one that remains.
就是安息日的教义，其他通通不见了。
And that is only to keep the Sabbath, and
教会在，但是教会已经变色了。
The church is still there, but it has completely changed colors.
今天我们家也是一样。
And today our family,
如果今天我们家没有守道理，
if our family does not follow the word,
也许我们家一半是真耶稣教会信徒，一半已经不是真耶稣教会信徒了。
Maybe half of us are true Jesus church members, and the other half are not.
你看到我们的家还在。
And you see that the family still there,
也许到了第三代，
but maybe the third generation,
你们家已经变色了。
Everyone has changed.
没有真耶稣教的真理在你里面了。
There's no longer the truth of TJC.
为什么呢？
Why?
罪把你这一代的人掳走了。
Because sin has taken away the people of
God. 你这一代的人离开神的道理了。
And if everyone has left the word of God,
山河在。
And the mountain and rivers are still there.
但是已经不一样了。
But they are all different.
所以让我们求主耶稣帮助我们哦。
So we ask Jesus to help us.
能够了解这个国破是一个很可怜的事情。
To understand how pitiful it is for the country.
让我们了解为什么国家会破掉。
And let us understand why it would be destroyed.
国破山河在有什么用呢？
And what is the use of it?
即使山河还在有什么用呢？
And what good is it if the mountains and the rivers are still there?
我们真的要保守我们的信仰。
We need to keep our faith.
求主的恩惠平安继续临到我们的家。
May all the peace still come onto our family.
让我们永远持守在神的国度里面。
So that forever we will be within God's kingdom.
来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
400首。
Hymn 400.